Good afternoon. The weather pattern over the next week or so will be dominated by a chilly and fast jet stream flow, which will push multiple disturbances through the region. For now, the beginning of the weekend dominated by high pressure and sunshine, though the first week disturbance will head in our direction later today and tonight with increasing clouds. Out ahead of the system, temperatures should climb into the lower to mid-50s on average across the area while the weather remains dry. As the clouds increase and thicken with that disturbance tonight, we'll pick up some rain showers across the area, perhaps some snow showers across the higher terrain. As colder air flows in behind this system, temperatures will drop back into the 30s to around 40 for overnight lows. A few leftover rain and snow showers will be around first thing on Easter morning. However, we'll spend the rest of the day drying it out with a chilly northwest breeze, and temperatures will be back into the lower to mid-40s for highs under partly sunny skies in the afternoon. Another disturbance will head through the Ohio Valley and off the mid-Atlantic coast on Monday. This could bring some light snow to the southern Catskills, the lower Hudson Valley, and southern New England on Monday morning, with the rest of the region staying dry with a mix of sun and clouds throughout the day on Monday. On the chillier side of this disturbance, high temperatures will stay in the mid-40s. Yet another disturbance will approach the region on Tuesday. It looks like early in the morning we could have a little light snow or sleet, maybe even some freezing rain. Then, as steadier precipitation comes in on Tuesday afternoon, it will be in the form of rain as high temperatures reach into the mid-40s. This disturbance will be around into the day on Wednesday with more rain. We'll pick up a northwest wind flow, but before that happens, temperatures will manage to get into the lower 50s. Behind that disturbance, cooler air will flow in on Thursday with a mix of sun and clouds. It will be dry, but in the lower 40s. And another disturbance will approach on Friday. This one will bring a chance of light snow to the region with highs staying in the lower 40s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an upper-level disturbance and an associated surface front will swiftly move out of the upper Midwest and into southern Ontario today. North of the low, heavy snow is occurring, and winter storm warnings are just expiring now for the northern plains, but remain in place for the upper Midwest, and even a blizzard warning, which will be expiring soon for parts of the Midwest, with localized snowfall amounts reaching up to 10 inches in some areas. The wind will be a factor across this region with gusts up to 45 to 50 miles per hour. A wind advisory is in effect for a large part of the Midwest and Great Lakes. Farther west, higher elevation snow will be possible across the mountains of Wyoming and northern Colorado today and into tonight as an upper-level disturbance passes through. This disturbance will move into the central plains tomorrow, bringing the snow along with it. Winter storm warnings have been issued for central Nebraska. Meanwhile, in the milder air to the south of this system, showers and thunderstorms will continue and move into the southern plains and the Tennessee Valley. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 99 degrees at Thermal, California, to a low of 8 below zero at Rugby, North Dakota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, sunny in the mid-50s, Boston, sunny and breezy, mid-50s, and in Buffalo, increasing clouds and breezy, in the lower 50s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 51 degrees, the average low, 31, the record high, 89, set in 1998, and the record low, 12, in 1923. Sunrise this morning was at 6:39 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:20 p.m., 12 hours and 41 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny, pleasant today, with highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Increasing clouds with rain and snow moving in tonight, and lows in the lower to mid-30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny and pleasant today, with highs in the upper 50s to around 60. Increasing clouds with rain showers tonight, lows in the upper 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondack, sunny and pleasant today. Some increasing clouds late in the afternoon, but not before highs reach the lower 50s. Increasing clouds with rain and snow showers tonight, lows in the mid-30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, Sunny and pleasant today with highs in the middle and upper 50s. Increasing clouds with a few rain showers tonight and lows in the middle and upper 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunny and pleasant today with highs in the lower to mid-50s. Increasing clouds with a few rain showers tonight, perhaps a couple of snow showers towards sunrise, and lows in the middle and upper 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, some morning rain or snow showers very early, then partly sunny and breezy during the day on Easter Sunday, lower to mid-40s for highs. Some light snow in southern sections on Monday, a mix of sun and clouds elsewhere during the day in the mid-40s. A mixed bag of precipitation Tuesday morning, then afternoon rain, mid-40s. More rain on Wednesday, breezy, lower 50s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower 40s Thursday. And a chance of light snow Friday in the lower 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.